Welcome to the Three Max campaign ran by our friend and fellow podcast member, Phoenix, a non-binary D&D player and DM and artist who you may have seen us post some art before. And they are going to be running us through a fun little D&D campaign of their own creation. If you enjoyed our shows, you should also be checking out the network we're a part of, the Fun Installers Network, whose promo will be playing next, and then we'll be on to the show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. On the frontier of the internet is a new website being constructed called FunInstallersNetwork.com, where they install fun directly into your brain, where they do collaborations with other creators, such as video game reviews, podcast episodes, art galleries, and they even do little game master tips for you who like tabletop role-playing games. So make sure to go over to FunInstallersNetwork.com and tell them that this really cool radio guy sent ya. Now back to your regularly scheduled program, whatever it may be.
So, you guys have had a few adventures and you somehow found your way to the outskirts of Malakuta, a vibrant, bustling town, a melting point of various races and species, and you've come to a tavern called The Sail. And it is a vibrant place, warm, inviting, good food, good drink. If all of you would please roll me a D20, no modifiers, just a straight D20.
It's not terrible.
A 15.
Oh, mine's terrible.
Okay.
A 6.
Anyone who rolled above a 10?
I should not have rolled on roll 20. Roll 20 hates me. Why did I do that?
Well,
I don't know, but I'm not seeing. Ah, there you are.
Because I am literally trying to fiddle with the character man, so I wasn't ready for rolling.
Okay. Well, anyone who rolled above a 10, you think the music is quite decent. It's decent instrumental. Akahoshi, you have heard better in your life. It's not the best music.
I mean, fair enough. I've come from... My character literally, like, his home is, like, across the ocean. He's used to different music, probably.
Yeah. Exactly.
Got a 6. What does that get me? It's horrible. I hate it.
Yeah. It's horrible.
I mean, I am a warforge, so I mean, like, yeah, that's in a way.
I mean, you're a warforge. Can't you just like turn off your ears?
I mean, in theory, I guess.
Yeah.
In theory.
I mean, you turn your ears off to the music. It's not good. And there's decent food, and there are all manner of folks around. Like every table is full. There are numerous people all over the bar and everything, servers coming and going, and the smells of food wafting from the kitchen. Yeah, so there is, in one corner, Akahoshi, you notice there are several what looks to be high-level adventurers around. So you're pretty certain some of them might even be famous, actually. So can you do me a history roll, please?
History?
Yes.
Scanlan, don't fail me now. Scanlan did not fail me. That is 19 on the dice.
Okay.
Plus 21 total.
Yeah. You recognize the red dragonborn at the bar. You know that is Krivnar, and their group is quite famous. They have had many harrowing adventures, including ones that have taken them down into the Underdark. And apparently they've fought fungus, quite a lot of it.
Fungus.
Yes. The interesting thing is you don't see the masked figure that's usually with them. Raziel is missing. You think it's quite odd because the group's usually together, like almost always. You also spot a lone tabaxi off in the corner. And yeah, no one else seems to notice her. She's quite good at blending in. Otherwise, like, it's packed. There's people and elves, and there's getting to be a few nasty looks going on from the various elven parties. And the bartenders don't look happy. So what do you guys want to do? That's the general setup.
Well, if the rest of us happen to notice all the dirty looks.
Yes.
I don't know about the others, but I'm going to be ready to defend myself if it turns nasty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally almost always have a hand on a dagger.
I have a glaive. I mean, a glaive and a battle axe.
Your weapons aren't easy to hide. Mine are.
Nope. That's what I'm saying. I'm fuck with it if you want to. I serve my lord. I forget who my lord is, but I serve them well.
Oh yeah, guys, I think this is probably the best point for us all to describe our characters.
Yes, yes, please.
Oh yeah. I'll go first, I guess. So you see a warforged with a darker gray metallic skinning, stands probably about 5'7" and wearing chainmail, beggar looking pants. His armor is in the color of his deity. And he has a metallic looking beard and hair to match.
Nice.
And it's golden in color.
Nice.
And he has a battle axe on his back and a glaive on his back as well.
Mm-hmm. Next person?
I'll go next. Sitting across from, catty corner to Killian, the Warforged, is kind of almost the opposite. Where he's only 5, Ashara Longstrider is a, just want to double check, 7'3" Goliath lady with ashy blue-gray skin, eyes as deep and vibrant a green as summer grass.
Ooh.
And you can tell she's female because she's wearing naught but a leather jerkin over her chest, trimmed with some kind of animal fur, including large patches of said kind of white-gray fur on her shoulders. This is the only covering she has on her top, but at least she is covered. She is also quite a thick lass at 426 pounds. Not much of it is fat, mind you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
She is quite muscled. Not to the bodybuilder kind of way, but more lean muscled. She is dense. She is someone you can imagine running across an open field quite quickly, quite quietly, as she is a ranger.
Okay.
Well, my character is Delaney McCaw. As the camera pans in, they see appears to be an Aarakocra, maybe?
But on further inspection, they are clearly a Kenku.
In a brown robe, and he's just ignoring the looks, and he's just shuffling cards, getting ready, trying to get the group to just play a game of cards because he's feeling lucky today. Of course, he feels lucky most days, and usually it's quite wrong, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, dear. Although Ashara will happily play cards with the duck.
I'll play cards. That's fine. Not going to say a word, but I'll play cards.
Okay.
Let's play some cards.
As for me, what you see is kind of what you're getting. A man, my guy, my boy. Well, at least you all assume this is a male by build. Very lightly armored. And always wearing a mask that makes him look like a demon, and it's colored red. The rest of his clothes are almost all pure pitch black.
Ooh, nice.
And if anybody has any familiarity, he looks very much like a ninja. Shinobi, somebody trained in those arts.
Very nice.
Okay. Okay, so you're all playing, or mostly all playing cards?
I mean, I still probably have a wary eye on everything. Passive perception 18.
Yeah, absolutely. You're twitchy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, not as good, of course, as Alexiel, but...
Well, I'm not twitchy, more like I'm just observant.
Yeah, true.
Oh, my passive perception is 14. Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not bad. I have expertise. That's my difference.
Ah, gotcha.
What is my passive? My passive is...
Remember, I rolled like 2 17s for starting stats, and I put one of those in wisdom.
Yeah,
fair.
Oh, yeah, no, my passive perception is the 11.
I see all. I hear all. I know all. Even though my intelligence is only a 14.
The rest of you are too interested in the card game and the good food. The semi-decent music, or decent, depending on what you think of it, to notice when the tabaxi stands up. And as they stand up, I need all of you to make me a constitution save, please.
Con save?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Con save. That's an interesting first saving throw. It's a rare save.
I got an 18.
And I got a 21.
Okay.
Nope, I got a 16.
Okay.
That is 22.
Oh, okay. So who got the 16?
Well, that would be me.
Okay.
Also, if it matters, I am proficient with a poisoner's kit.
I failed, didn't I?
No. All right. So, Akahoshi, you actually drop into a sleep along with the vast majority of the tavern.
Wait, I fall into a sleep with them?
No, I think you mean Killian. He's the one with the 16.
Oh, Killian.
Yeah, I got like a 23. What? I was like, wait a second, 23 doesn't save?
I need to like stick your characters' names next to each of you, because. So, Killian, yeah, you drop into an unnatural sleep along with the vast majority of the tavern. The rest of you...
And it's not poison.
...see a glowing orb in the tabaxi's hand. White, glowing. If anyone wants to make me an arcana check, you can.
Or, I'm not proficient, but I am more than willing to make checks. Whenever they occur.
Same.
All right.
Oof.
Cocked?
Yeah, not me. I rolled a 5 total.
I'm night nights right now, so it doesn't matter.
A 19 total.
I rolled a 5.
Yeah. Are you doing anything, Sean?
Delaney? I'm sorry, guys. I want to apologize. At a time.
Oh, God. What are you about to do?
Oh, no.
But Delaney is the type for, he's just seeing this orb and his first action is to chuck a dart at it.
Chuck a what?
Chuck a dart at it? Okay, make me an attack roll.
Oh, you're rolling. Oh, you're just rolling an attack. Oh, God.
Yeah, because he sees everyone passed out. He sees a glowing orb.
I mean, he watches Killian pass out.
Yeah.
I mean, fair.
Okay, that's a 9 to hit with the dart.
You watch as the tabaxi just sidesteps it and her eyes and his eyes go directly at Delaney. And I need you to make me another constitution save as the orb glows brighter.
All right.
Now, while he does that, I do have to ask, with that 19...
Yeah, you recognize this as it is magic that is uncommon amongst tabaxis. So you are pretty sure someone has given the tabaxi this orb. You're not quite sure what exactly the orb is, but you just know it's uncommon.
Other than it's inducing mass sleep.
Yeah. You You think it might be an orb of sleep? You're not sure.
Well, I mean, that would fit with the idea that of what it's exactly doing.
Yep.
I have a question.
Now, I mean, is he speaking a command word or anything?
No, not that you know.
No. Okay.
Yes, Eric?
I would like, since it seems that I'm not being affected by the thing glowing brighter, and let's see, if I am, I'm assuming with where I'm positioned versus the rest of the bar, my back is to the tabaxi.
Yeah, if you want.
Okay. I would like to cast Ensnaring Strike on the tabaxi. I would like to kind of peek over my shoulder since he's distracted with Delaney.
Okay, you may try.
And I would like to cast, okay.
Yes.
I got a 17.
Delaney, you still stay awake.
I'm still sleepy. I'm still sleeping on the bar.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. You were just out cold.
Delaney, like, ah, nah, 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 nah. It's looking angry.
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah.
Wait, and the tabaxi's just in the corner just doing orb shit.
Yeah.
Doing orb shit. Cool.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
They're just pondering their orb.
Well, I hit cast, and for whatever reason, it's not popping anything into the game log.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah, a little bit. Although it did pop up two squares in my slots, but...
Hmm.
All right, so...
I wouldn't be able to help you right now, because I don't have any spells to test.
Right, so Ensnaring Strike. Next time you hit a creature with a weapon before the spell ends, a writhing mass of thorny vines appears at the point of impact. The target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the magical vines until the spell ends.
Oh, you gotta make an attack.
Yeah, you gotta make an attack roll first.
Right, okay, so that's the bonus action.
Yeah.
All right, then, since that's cast, which is my hand axe. It has the thrown option, so I shall be doing that. That is a 17 to hit.
Yes, that hits. That hits. Roll me damage.
And now he has to roll for Ensnaring Strike.
Okay.
Yeah, now comes the DC 12 strength save for Ensnaring Strike.
Okay, I will do that. No, my cat does not.
Okay.
So he's ensnared?
Yeah, it's ensnared. The cat is ensnared.
So that's 7 damage from the hand axe.
Okay.
And with Ensnaring Strike, the target takes 1d6 piercing damage at the start of each of its turns.
And it is restrained.
Okay.
Now, it can make...
It can make more strength checks to break.
Right. But right now it is restrained, and on each of its turns, it gets 1d6 damage, piercing.
Okay, roll me piercing damage then.
All right. So 2 more damage.
Alrighty.
And since I've revealed myself, I just kind of smile and go, hi.
Okay, it is Akahoshi. Yes.
Yep. Okay. So, fun story. Now, he's obviously focusing on pretty much everybody, and I'm, like, nondescript.
Yeah.
Can I start off and, like, hide behind, like, some of the people or tables?
You can if you want.
So, I have cunning action, so I can move and then bonus action hide.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I don't have a good idea of what patrons are where.
Just assume there is always...
That there's somebody at every chair.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, some of those, yeah.
This is 30 feet away.
Yep.
And I shall bonus action hide.
Okay.
Cunning action hide.
Yeah.
So, and I do have Boots of Elvenkind.
Yes, you do.
So.
Okay, you were hidden.
That's one. Okay, yeah, that's the other. Okay. So, yeah, 19.
I'm snoring.
Yeah, it's unfortunately.
So that's a 19 total for stealth.
Yes, we will. Okay.
Now.
Okay.
I gotta double check something because obviously assassinate is one of the things I have.
Yes. One more.
The check surprised works again because that's like a condition. Thank you, Player Handbook, for describing surprised at all, ever. It obviously is not described.
I can sense the sarcasm.
Yes.
not, it does not list surprise as a as an actual condition, which I don't get considering the way it's described throughout the book.
Yeah.
Surprise. Okay. DM determines who might be surprised if neither side tries to be stealthy. They automatically notice each other. Otherwise, DM compares dexterity check with passive perception.
Okay.
So if a 19 beats his passive perception, I am hidden enough to surprise him.
Hang on. Yes, you beat the passive perception.
Okay. So with that in mind, flip through the player handbook still, because I like paper.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, fair enough.
I have advantage on attack rolls against any creature that has not taken its turn in combat yet. In addition, any hit I score is automatically crit if they're surprised.
Okay.
So,
what are you trying to do?
Easy. I'm shooting him.
Okay.
I have a short bow. I am going to shoot him.
All right. Make me an attack roll.
D&D Beyond, why do you keep rolling sevens?
Because.
18 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
So that's an auto crit.
Ooh, okay.
So, yeah, any hit against a surprised creature for me, if they have not taken a round in combat. I just had advantage if they haven't taken a turn in combat yet.
Yeah.
But in addition, anything that's against surprised creatures is auto crit.
Okay.
And this also counts as sneak attack because I'm attacking with advantage.
Okay.
So,
in other words, he's probably going to one-shot this guy. Because
11.
We'll see.
I have to roll one more set of sneak attack because double the dice.
Okay.
Because that auto crit.
Yeah, because of the crit.
Okay, tell me.
Not the best damage, but let's see. Need 22 points of piercing damage.
Okay. Oh. Thank you for almost killing my person. Almost. And now it's the cat's turn. And you will watch as the orb glows brighter still. I need all of you to make me another.
While he's like bleeding from like the stomach or like the head.
Yeah. Yeah, I need you all to make me another constitution save. And this time the DC has gone up.
Well, here's hoping.
It is a lot higher.
Oh yeah, I'm down.
Yep, same.
Yep.
Do I need a roll?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He's already asleep.
Yeah. Nick, you're asleep.
That's a 5 anyways. I'm still snoring.
Yep, I'm asleep.
You're all definitely asleep now.
I got a fucking good shot on him, though.
You did.
Wasn't good enough, though.
I thought I got a decent shot on him.
Yes.
Wait, if I am behind something, do I have any, like, cover versus this?
No.
Okay.
No, because the Tabaxi knows you're still somewhere in the tavern. You're just hidden from view.
Well, theoretically, I'm not exactly. No. Am I?
Yes.
I have Skulker if I'm, because I attacked from stealth. That usually reveals position.
Yeah.
I have Skulker. I do not reveal myself.
Yes. But they didn't see you leave.
Yeah.
So as far as they're aware, you're still in the tavern. Just hidden somewhere. So You all hit the table or the ground in a dead sleep. And
I am now under a table, essentially.
Yes. And then slowly colors start to appear. You seem to awaken almost. And in front of a gleaming temple, gorgeous colonnades of white marble in all its splendor. Like, it is dripping splendor and majesty and glory. Hillian, you absolutely recognize this as precursor architecture.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Now, can you make me a history roll, please, with advantage?
I'll try my best. 16. No mods.
Yes. You recognize this temple as the temple of the twin goddesses. You recognize it.
Yeah.
And something in the back of your mind goes, you are certain you have been here before.
Oh.
You can't remember when, because it's been so long ago. But you also know the temple was destroyed approximately 300 years ago by unknown forces. So you're a little confused. The rest of you are just seeing this gorgeous temple, like marble. Think like Greek and Roman style, almost.
Okay.
Kind of architecture-y stuff. And a voice says, find it. Find it. Find it. Find what was hidden. And then slowly the scene vanishes. And you all wake up and the tabaxi is gone. And Killian, you have a note left with you that says, go north.
Oh.
All right. And you all awaken. And what do you do now?
Ow.
Delaney immediately pats himself out to make sure he hasn't been left out in the street naked again.
I'm sorry, again?
No, you're still in the tavern.
I just like gently touch my mask to make sure it's like still on.
Yeah.
Before hopping back up, essentially.
I just kind of look around and I'm like, I don't want someone passed out like that again.
Who else is knocked out still? Everybody? Just up, or are we the only ones awake?
No, everyone's slowly coming to. And as they're coming to, you hear...
I will put my bow away as they start coming to.
Yeah. And you hear cursing and whispers that, oh, maybe that wasn't a tabaxi. Maybe that was a glamoured tiefling or even an ASMR or something like that. Just various whispers of that kind.
I feel like I want to ask if I might have any idea if he was disguised in such a fashion, but I don't have the magic proficiency, but I do have disguise kit proficiency.
You don't think the cat was disguised?
Two things, if I may.
Yes.
One, a reminder. We've been adventuring for a little while, so we know each other, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Secondly, my hand axe.
It's still there.
Also an arrow.
Okay. So Ashara will go and...
There is a hand axe and an arrow just sitting over here.
Yeah. Picks up the hand axe. Wipes off the blood. I was going to say she wipes off the blood. However, I just realized that could actually be useful. If we get the right kind of spells, maybe we could use it to track if I'm remembering my magic correctly.
Yeah, if...
Loki creature is a thing. And blood, I'm pretty sure just auto-procs like anything because it's a physical thing of the creature in question.
Yeah.
Okay. So definitely a keeper. Two, she looks to her party and goes, I'm going to assume you all had the same dream.
Yeah, I recognize that temple. It was supposed to be destroyed a long time ago.
Any idea why it might not have been?
Yeah, I'm going to collect that stray arrow in return.
Time? I think Killian just kind of looks at all of you and goes, not entirely sure. Could be an illusion. Could be something to do with whatever. Well, I wasn't around for the orb, so I don't know. I can't say anything about that.
A very bright orb that knocked us all the hells out. You literally did not miss much.
Maybe an orb of sleep?
Something seems off.
I'm really struggling with a voice for this character. My first temptation is to do my best Donald Duck impersonation. I'll get old fast.
Sean? I say this with all the platonic love in my heart. Please, God, no.
Yes, I second Eric's.
Yeah.
My brother in Christ and click clacks. No, please.
Now, obviously, while they sort that out, I do need to ask, is there any blood trail? Because I shot him pretty fucking good. He is definitely bleeding if there isn't any.
There is a blood trail leads out the door. And maybe 30 feet down to the left, but otherwise it vanishes very quickly in such a bustling city, just trodden underfoot, put into the ground, etc., etc.
I'm wanting to try something, even though I'm pretty sure that the difficulty might be a little high.
It's very high. I guarantee it's very high, but I also want to almost try something.
Okay. What do you want to try, Eric?
Either survival or nature to track.
Oh, I was going to suggest doing a survival check myself.
I mean, I am a ranger, so...
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And city's your preferred terrain, right?
Actually, no. Oh. Natural explorer, my favorite terrain is mountain because background.
Ah, right. Okay. Either way, I also am proficient in survival, so we can work together.
Okay. Well, roll with advantage then.
Oh, good.
Wait, Eric, what's yours at?
My survival is plus 4.
Mine's at plus 6.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. I mean, do we both want to individually roll, or do we want one of us to roll with advantage?
I think you should roll with advantage.
Okay, because I'm not having a fun time with the dice bot. It keeps rolling lows and sevens. I like my physical click clacks.
Then roll your physical click clacks. Phoenix doesn't mind.
Okay. I'll roll my physical click clacks. Where's my Vex? I need my Vex. She's a ranger too. There's Vex.
Speaking of, I'm never going to forget my hunter's mark like she has.
Yeah, hunter's mark would have probably, we would have found him instantly because they don't get away from hunter's mark. I don't think they do, at least. I think it has a tracking aspect.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does.
Yes, it does. Which, damn it.
Yeah, that's a 13 and a 17 on the dice. So that's 23 for survival.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Yeah, that was just on the dice.
Proficiency high stat rogue.
Okay.
It's not the first time I've dealt with a runner.
You all come out of the tavern, you see the blood trail, and you manage to track that blood trail somehow through all the dirt and all the mud and all the various people that have just...
Blood is literally my specialty. I don't know what anyone's saying somehow.
Yeah. You actually notice that it looks like, as you're tracking it and heading to your destination, you notice it looks like the cat's trying to shake off any pursuers, but you're just so damn good at knowing blood.
And finding people. And yes, assassin.
Yes. Yes, so...
I get paid to find people. Now, I'm not sure if anyone's following me. If the party's following me or not.
I mean, I am.
The party should be.
I'm sure Ashara and me are like walking together for this.
Yeah.
At first, Delaney, while they were figuring it out, Delaney was running around the tavern checking out everyone because he's a Way of Mercy monk. So he's just trying to make sure no one needs any additional healing, and then he sees the others take off, and then he sighs and rubs his face. He's like, oh, great. And takes off after him.
Yeah, I'm just kind of...
I think you would just yell back, Killian, they're leaving. We should probably make sure they don't get in any trouble.
I will say, my passive stealth is very high. It's obviously the same as my perception as an 18, but I have like permanent advantage because of Boots Velenkind. So I think to approach him soundlessly, I get an extra plus 5 to that.
Yeah.
I think that's how advantage on passive works. So if I walk up to him... What are the chances that he notices me before I'm like literally already right behind him?
Well, hang on. So you guys follow him down to an area of the docks. Well, track the cat to around about here. It's a fairly compact, almost cheek by jowl area of the city. Like, it's not affluent, not poor. A lot of people live here, even work here, like, yeah.
So,
yeah, you catch up to the cat, who you can actually tell now is a female, and her hand is on her side, and the orb is nowhere to be seen, and she's definitely still bleeding out. So, are you stealthing up?
I think before we continue, and once the party's...
Yeah?
Once the party's there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, since you and I are going together, I'm going to, you know, say, hey, we should wait for the others. And secondly, we want to capture her for questioning, yes? So non-lethal damage it is. Unless our friends have a better idea, I think it would be best if you sneak up and knock her out.
the fun stuff.
Very fun.
Fun.
Yep.
Now, please do recall that I said, unless our friends have any better ideas, which means, by all means, please, Sean and Nick, speak up.
Hold on, I'm looking.
Oh, I have an idea.
Okay.
I'm looking to see if I have anything.
I have a rack of level idea, Phoenix. If you remember that one room.
Oh, no.
Question.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sorry.
What if I just yell at it randomly using thaumaturgy?
You can, yes, go for it.
I mean.
Okay, so cool. So I'm gonna cast thaumaturgy, and I'm going to alter my voice. And I think that's when my voice.
If she does like start running again, I will straight up run, like dash after her and knock her out.
Delaney looks at your character, Nick, and goes, make her look away. And then I just need you to toss me at her.
You want me to toss you at her?
Yeah. I can.
Oh, all right. So can I conjure my voice like behind her?
Yeah.
Like so she's not looking at us?
Yes.
All right, cool. So I'm going to be like from the front of her where she's facing away from us still. I'm going to be like, stop, delinquent. You have broken the law. And I'm going to fucking chuck.
Okay, first, roll me intimidation.
Okay. They think I have a... Yeah, I'm good at that. Oh, fucking hell. No, I'm not. I guess. Shit.
She looks, but she doesn't seem that alarmed by it.
Oh, fine. I just want her looking.
I mean, I do assume I'm hidden, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I would assume a 20...
So now I want to chuck Delaney.
Okay.
I would assume a passive 23 stealth is enough for me to just kind of hide in like any nearby shadow with Skulker.
Yeah.
So yeah, if she bolts, I am going to immediately give chase.
Yeah. What would chucking someone be? A strength roll?
Athletics or strength?
Yeah. Okay.
Or would it be athletics? Because it's throwing.
Also, yeah. I have to apologize. This is your first time running a game, correct, Phoenix?
Yes.
And yet you have us. My deepest, most profound and genuine apologies.
Yeah. It's fine.
This isn't the first time Phoenix has been in a game where my character suggested chucking someone at something. Let's put it that way.
No, but it's the first time they've been in charge.
Unfortunately, there is going to be no chucking.
I failed.
Because that is an 8.
I got a 6.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. You attempt to pick up Delaney, you've probably done this before. It seems a good idea. You attempt to pick him? Is Delaney a...
Yeah, Delaney is guy, yeah.
Guy? Yeah. Yeah, you attempt to pick him up and it's like your joints feel like they need an oil.
Oh, Lord.
Like, you... There's no... And in that time, the tabaxi looks back around and spots the three of you and just like, and you can, and her ears.
I just give her a grin.
Now, I don't know exactly how far away I am from her, but if I'm within 60 feet, if she runs, I am on her.
And her ears just flick back in like, in almost like a hiss. Oh, great. What do you lot want?
We have questions. You have answers.
You made me take a nap. I didn't
know. Well, she's...
Where's the other one of you?
Yes. Now, obviously, with aforementioned ability of bonus action, dash hide, yada, yada, main action, hide, whatever.
Yeah.
Can I get behind her when she asks where the other... Can I be behind her when she asks where's the other one?
Yes, you can. So, you're getting behind her?
Yes, with relatively about 60 feet while still being able to maintain hides.
Yes.
Now, obviously, when I get behind her, when she asks, where's the other one? I'm just going to tap her on the shoulder with the hilt of a dagger and just...
And you get the biggest hiss. You know those hisses from cats?
Like, wait, like when they see like a cucumber, like they jump and just...
No, she's angry.
Oh.
The angry hiss.
Now, do I have to roll intimidation or anything? Because I feel like that's pretty damn scary as it.
Yes. Yes. Do it. Do it.
I only got a +2. I don't have a modifier to charisma, but I am a scary assassin. I do know my intimidation factor.
Well, the dice may say otherwise.
The dice will definitely say otherwise. No, they will not. That's a 19 on the dice.
+2, you said? So 21.
Jeez.
+2. So 21.
Yeah, she's intimidated. Like, angry, but intimidated. So you don't, so none of you play fair.
Who said life was fair?
You put us to sleep.
You made me take an unwanted nap. I don't appreciate that.
Who said life was fair?
Yes, and?
Why?
Because I was told to.
By a voice in the sky?
No, I'm a goddess.
And Phoenix, is she facing?
Now, I would like to insight check.
Hold on.
No, she's facing Delaney.
Okay.
And Killian?
Yeah, Delaney, Killian.
Okay.
Yep, and I'm just...
Ashinara.
She's not making eye contact with me, and I'm directly behind her with a knife.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to insight check her?
Yes.
Alrighty. 1 second.
While you do that, I want to ask her questions.
Well,
that might go into her insight.
Okay.
I just asked a few questions, so I'm insight checking her right away to make sure she fucking with us.
Yeah, I want to. Right. I have a question about the Twin God Temple. That's what I was going to ask her.
Okay.
That is a 22 total.
But I wanted to know it.
She's not fucking with you. She believes every single word she says.
What could I roll for Delaney? Because I know Delaney would notice that she's still bleeding. What would I have to roll to see how bad off she is?
Roll me medicine, please.
I'm not exactly sure. It's hard to tell how bad off she is considering.
All right.
I'm pretty sure both of you saw me like nail her.
Yeah.
That's a 6.
As far as you can tell, she's bleeding. It's hard to tell how bad. She's a cat. I hide things. What were you going to ask her, Nick?
So I want to ask her, basically, I want to ask her, how do you know about the twin goddess? Why did you show us that vision of a temple that's been destroyed for longer than I'm assuming you've been alive?
What makes you think I had anything to do with the vision?
I went to sleep. I took a nap, and against my will, mind you, okay? And the next thing I know, I'm having a vision of a temple that I haven't seen particularly in ever, I don't know, but I'm very familiar with it. And I have a feeling that you had something to do with that. I'd like to know what you know.
Phoenix?
Yes?
If I may?
Yeah?
Ashara will look at the tabaxi and go, also, you're bleeding. Quite profusely, if I'm not mistaken. I am a hunter, after all. I know wounded prey when I see it. If you cooperate, we will happily tend to those wounds.
Yeah, I can do something about that, but I ain't gonna do it unless you answer a question.
Guys?
Yeah.
I apologize for what I'm about to say, but I will explain myself.
Oh, Lord.
Because it's the type of monk I am. Delaney, after hearing that she's bleeding profusely, he's actually...
And seeing it.
He can just see that she's bleeding. He can't tell how bad, but hearing someone else say it, Delaney is going to run up and...
Yes?
Again, I will explain myself in a minute. Punch her in the rib.
Oh, with the hand of mercy.
But I'm spending a key point.
Hand of mercy, healing hurts.
To use hands of healing so I could.
Okay.
Be healed! Whoomp!
Healing punch.
As an action, you can spend one key point to touch a creature and restore 1d4 +2 hit points.
Okay. Roll me healing?
I mean, she has a dagger to her back, too, so I don't think she's going to be moving anytime soon.
No, she's not.
It's one of those where it's like, I'm not happy with your decision, but I'm going to punch you to heal you.
So I'm actually healing for 6 hit points.
Okay.
As I hit her and channel energy into her, try to
stop the bleeding at least.
Alrighty.
Or speed up the healing process, whichever happens first.
Yeah. So you said for 6 hit points?
Yeah.
Okay. She is... Oh, great. So you're one of those, are you?
Yeah.
Next time, ask the lady.
Well, last time I didn't ask the lady. They fell unconscious, and that was a whole nother mess I had to deal with.
Well,
I'd rather see people live to, I don't know, do whatever they need to do than let them fall on the street.
So you recognized the temple, did you? You, Warforged.
I mean, I feel like it's obvious that someone here should make a religion check on her, but I have no proficiency in religion whatsoever.
I have some proficiency in religion.
You, Warforged.
Yeah.
You recognize the temple.
Yeah, I did. It's a twin goddess.
Hmm.
That's why I want to know what you knew.
If you remove the dagger from my back, I might be more inclined to talk.
The dagger is keeping you from running. Also, it's just pointed at. It's not actually in the back.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you know what she means.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because we were all kind of talking over each other and I was worried something got missed.
Yeah.
I'm going to step up to her.
Yeah.
And what was your rogue's name, Alexiel?
Akahoshi.
He's going
to
look.
I mean, you also could be referring to him as Red Demon or just Red, if you can't remember the name.
I'm going to go with Red. I'm going to just be like, hey, Red, I'm gonna grab a hold of her. I would kindly like you to let her go. I have my reasoning. And he's going to step over. And he's going to lay a hand on her.
Yeah.
And he's going to dump 10 points from his lay on hands pool into her. But he's going to grasp her firmly while he does this. He's going to be like, if you run, I will snap your neck. Do not run. Do not make me regret healing you. We're going to have a chat, and you're going to tell me what you know.
You watch as she looks at all three of you, tries to look around at Akahoshi, but not really.
Can't bring herself to.
Yeah.
Besides, you don't need to think about running. I'll find you again.
And
yeah, there's that too.
Ashara just waves. Smirking.
Fine. I guess I can tell you something.
That would be helpful.
I'll put the dagger away when he has his hand firmly on her. She'll hear the quick sheath of a dagger.
Yeah, and you notice she relaxes quite a lot.
Good. Good. Stressful. Let's all calm down. I don't want to hurt you. I don't think any of us technically want to hurt you, but we will. We'll also go over some stuff.
Just make quick eye contact with the assassin.
Yeah, it's just like, let's take a chiller and let's think about this logically. So what can you tell us about why you showed us?
What exactly did you see?
I saw a full temple of the twin goddess, and I'm trying to figure out why. Well, that temple's been destroyed for... How long did you say? Or did just in
300, about roughly 300 years. Could be longer.
And we all experienced the vision or just him?
No, you all experienced it.
Okay.
And my other question is, was I alive at any point during before the?
Yeah, you were made by the precursors. You're old.
Okay.
You're old as balls.
Okay. That I wanted to make sure. And he was... He looks at her and goes, I was alive when that temple was built. I was alive when that temple was in use. And that temple's been destroyed for at least 300 years.
Yeah.
So it's got me a little curious because, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Of course you're alive. You're a Warforged. Everyone knows the precursors made you.
Just because they made me doesn't mean I'm that old. But it's neither here nor there. My biggest concern, the fact that you showed me a vision of something I haven't seen in quite a long time.
Well, if you only saw it, then I can't help you.
Forget there was one other.
Oh, what did I forget?
Head north.
Oh, yeah, that too. There was a note. But that temple was in full repair. Why? Why is that vision what we got shown? That's my question.
Well, if you have the note, then I suppose you know you have to find it.
Well, good. Okay.
And no hint as to what it is?
I wouldn't know. I'm merely a messenger of the goddess.
I know what she's talking about, Red.
I'm glad somebody does.
She wants the temple either been rebuilt or, well, there's something in its place. I don't know what it is, but we gotta head north, and I'm assuming we're gonna find something from a pass. Well, I say we head north, but take her with us.
She does not look happy at that. We'll be right back.